With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana lawmakers still must pass the state's next two-year budget as the legislative session wraps up this week. Conference committees are scheduled tomorrow on a bill that could include preschool funding and another that would set rules for the governor to access a budget stabilization fund before having to make cuts. The budget bill is expected to be heard in the House tomorrow. Bozeman commissioners have settled a lawsuit accusing city officials of breaking campaign laws in the lead up to last year's elections. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports commissioners approved the settlement yesterday, freeing the city to continue building the Bozeman Public Safety Center. Bozeman Public Service Commissioner Roger Koopman filed a complaint against the city, claiming officials illegally used public time and money to advocate for the building. The city maintains it followed rules. Montana wildlife officials are urging residents to keep their distance if a cow moose and its yearling calf make another appearance in Hamilton. The River Valley Republic reports Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist Rebecca Mowry received a call Sunday that a moose and its calf had settled next to a paved walking path at River Park. The animals were spotted again yesterday. Mowry received reports that teenagers were approaching the cow moose and taking selfies. She strongly discourages that. Authorities say two people are dead, but a hostage is safe after an incident that occurred in northern Montana. The Toole County Sheriff's Office says the incident began yesterday morning when deputies were called to a residence in the small town of Kevin, north of Shelby. The incident is being investigated. The most grizzly bears since 2011 were captured last year in northwest Montana, according to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks annual reports released today. The reports focus on management actions in 2018 for grizzlies, black bears, and mountain lions in FWP's Region 1, the northwest corner of the state. The grizzly report says 20 bears were captured in 2018. 9 of those grizzlies wound up dead. That occurred in the portion of the region that contains part of the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, home to the largest population of grizzlies in the lower 48. FWP received about 150 calls related to grizzlies this year. That's compared to an average of 100 calls per year since 1993. The reports say FWP received nearly 1,000 calls related to black bears, compared to an average of about 800. Estimates put the mountain lion population as high as 1,500 in the region. However, conflicts between lions and people have decreased over time. 2 lions were removed from the population last year, compared to an average of 6 a year since 2008. Thursday night in Big Fork, FWP and Swan Valley Connections will host a presentation on mitigating conflicts between humans and Bruins at 6 p.m. at the Swan River Community Hall. A Montana woman who used drugs while working at a daycare facility will pay a large fine but avoid prison time. The Missoulian reports that Autumn Hines pleaded guilty in January to endangering the welfare of a child, criminal drug possession, and criminal mischief. A Missoula district judge ordered Hines to a 20-year commitment with the State Department of Corrections yesterday. She will spend no time in prison unless she violates the conditions of her supervision. Police arrested Hines for using methamphetamine in a Missoula YMCA in early 2018. More than 70 children attended the daycare daily, and the, quote, drug den, unquote, she constructed inadvertently dispersed smoke throughout the building. Hines was ordered to pay more than $461,000 in restitution to the YMCA, which gutted the facility for decontamination. The number of states allowing sports betting is poised to expand, Montana included. Along with Indiana and Iowa, it could be one of the first states to approve sports betting this year, joining 6 others that moved quickly last year after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it nationwide. In Montana, lawmakers sent 2 separate legalization measures to Governor Steve Bullock with bipartisan support. Bullock's office has declined to say what he plans to do. One proposal would impose a tax on sportsbooks and generate at least $800,000 a year in revenue for the state, according to the bill's sponsor. The other would have the state lottery run the system and generate about $3.7 million in revenue during the first year, according to estimates. Supporters want to capitalize on betting done illegally and drive new business to casinos, bars, and restaurants. Opponents warn that the cash coming into state treasuries won't amount to much, but that gambling addiction and illegal betting by minors will rise. The Clark Fork River above Missoula tipped just above flood stage this week. The National Weather Service says it reached 7.6 feet yesterday. Minor flood stage is 7.5 feet. Here's meteorologist Travis Booth.
We're currently forecasting a height of 7.8 feet, and that would be Thursday into Friday. So right now, it just seems like the main impacts would be just a minor street flooding and standing water in the Orchard Homes area, like the Kerwall Drive and the north end of Tower Street.
Flooding in those neighborhoods on Missoula's west side is practically a springtime rite of passage. Record flooding there last year prompted extended evacuations and caused extensive damage. Nothing so dramatic is expected this spring, but minor problems are possible, including flooded basements. Filled sandbags are free and available on a self-serve basis at the D Road at Fort Missoula. Weather Service and local emergency officials will host a public meeting for Orchard Home residents at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Hawthorne School. No additional flooding is expected on any other main stem rivers in western Montana through at least next week.